You're listening to the Closing Market Report on a Monday afternoon. It is the 23rd day of September. On the phone line, Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. Good afternoon to you, Kurt.
Good afternoon, Todd.
And was it quiet trade for most of the day today?
For the most part, it was kind of low-key, not a lot of excitement, per se. Kind of back and forth, drifting type of mode. Seemed like whenever they bought the corn, they sold the beans in equal amounts on the spreads today. Kind of a mixed day. I think it's more of a spread feature than anything. Overall, traders seem to be looking for more harvest information to see what type of yield number to put on the crop here as we start to get a little bit more aggressive in the harvest activity as we move into this week.
On that subject, and note, have you collected any data today talking to producers?
Same as last week. Pleasantly surprised. A lot of guys working worse expectations of, 140, 150 bushel corn coming in, 180, 190, some much higher than that. Bean activity, 50, 60 bushels. Seems to be that trend we've been in coming into the weekend and starting this week. We'll see how these numbers unfold as we keep going through the harvest season here. This afternoon's harvest progress report expected to show corn harvest 7-9% complete, beans 2-3%. So we're still in the earlier stage. Ideas are on the crop conditions report, maybe see a stable reading in that good, excellent category for both corn and beans, Todd.
So a couple of things yet to happen. We'll have to get a little further into the season before pressure lifts on the marketplace as the corn crop comes in. And I suppose there may be some downside pressure yet as we try to head towards that at least halfway through the harvest season. What, 7-9% isn't very far in, so I would think there might be some more downward pressure left in the marketplace.
Well, traditionally, a lot of guys or analysts or whoever trading the market will look at 50-75% complete with harvest before really getting a low in place. Ideas are that we could follow maybe the traditional seasonal time window of around that Columbus Day holiday. Typically, is a low period. It's going to be awful hard to get a big up going in here. The end users know that there's a lot of grain coming to town. Whether producer sells or not, we'll see. But in past history, when we've had rallies during harvest, it was when the producer was surprised the crop was not there, not surprised that it is there.
And what do you think your estimates will look like for the next crop production number? They're due out in the month of October.
Oh boy, that's a tough one. When you start low in acres, you got to raise yield a little bit. And when you start messing with acres and yield and demand, there's going to be a lot of moving targets there. But we feel the overall ending stocks estimate is going to be the same from last month, and that's virtually going to be unchanged. And when you look at those numbers, corn's going to remain around this 1.8, 1.9 area, and the beans around 150 million bushels. Until we get more into the winter and see what type of demand comes forward here, if any, to take advantage of these lower prices as we move in this fall.
I suppose of some seasonal importance is that number, I think, comes out on a Friday, but it's the Friday before Columbus Day. So those two things are happening pretty close to simultaneously.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of action through here. I don't feel we're just going to see massive harvest pressure here and fall off the face of the earth because the end user's empty and he's going to need to be a buyer here on this break to get some inventory. There's, some companies out there that told their guys to be, fairly active here and get some coverage on in case we come up with a short crop next year, or else if we see some weather problems in the southern hemisphere. The risk is to the downside, but I don't think it's just going to be sharply, sharply lower.
And before we get to the USDA numbers in October, of course, we have the grain stocks report. That's due out on the 30th day of September, just not very far away.
Yeah, kind of cleaning up old crop business there. It's old news. I believe the numbers are going to be just maybe a little bit more tighter here, maybe if not unchanged, just signaling that we used quite a bit of the grain up, and that we actually robbed some new crop to fill old crop demand there. But we feel the bean number is going to be right at this 125 area and the core number at 659. I don't know if it's going to be a big market maker. What's going to be a big market maker is this 2013 production number.
Of course, that grain stocks report is due out on Monday of next week. Turn your attention to the livestock market. Anything of interest there? Maybe you can go through some of the cattle and feed numbers that were released on Friday afternoon.
Yeah, the overall placement number was below expectations. Marketing's a little bit outside the range there. We've basically got enough information here to give reason for the trade to be a buyer. The fear was it'd be a cattle and feed report. The market did trade higher, but kind of close at the lower end of the range. It looks like the fat market still caught between this 124-128 level based the October contract on.
Anything else to add before I let you go?
Nope, that's about it.
All right, thanks so much.
Take care.
Kurt Kimmel is with Bates Commodities out of Normal, Illinois. He joins us here on the closing market report for this Monday afternoon.